So quite a debate going on here in the studio about the names of Little Raven. I think a lot of people, it's a little pug dog. And we were saying that we want to be godparents to a pet. And Mandy's story, I think, just touched everyone's hearts. It's about the little pug dog and encountered a horrible crime, lost its eyesight. And we've decided that we're going to be godparents to Raven. Now, Raven's a cool name. I mean, Raven's a cool name.
Raven is already a beautiful name. So we don't want to ruin the flow with a terrible middle name. And the suggestions are even more interesting. But why are you got to be like that? Why are you got to be that uncle? So the
That's
suggestions,
what godparents do.
The suggestions that came in were interesting. Like we had Lorcan, which means...
Like what?
Lorcan. Lorcan, it's Irish and it means little fierce one.
Boring.
There was Panther. He looks like a black panther. Johan, which means
well, love Johan.
God is gracious.
That's beautiful.
We had Braveheart.
Braveheart's cool.
Frank.
Zorro.
Zorro was nice.
Zorro's a strong name.
We also had Choppy.
Choppy, like for Choppy, but to me, you don't want to call an animal something that we eat. If you're going to be a godparent, I think it'll make the owners nervous. I know, it's just me. So thank you so much. Every single name that came in, really, really cool names. What we're going to do is we're going to narrow down to two names. Even what Connor, we mentioned
yes,
it yesterday.
Yes, it was Connor, Strongwilled.
Strongwilled.
Yes.
And every name that was suggested on our Facebook page came with an explanation. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Thank you so much for getting in on it. What we'll do is we'll phone Mandy up. She's the owner of Little Raven. And we'll give her options. We'll narrow it down. And she'll choose the middle name for the little black pug. Halur, die foto is onbeskryflik mooi. Hy is op ons Facebook bladsy. Gaan kyk ietsie daar. So we're talking about a little god pet. Mm. He's a tiny little black pug named Raven Mayberg. His owner is Mandy Mayberg. And incredible story behind this little dog. Very, very sad, shocking story, but with a happy ending because he's got a loving family and now he's got godparents. I don't know how that sweetens the deal, but hey, we'd like to think we've got godparents here on a radio show. So which means is we're going to have to go and visit him, meet him. Obviously, cannot wait to kiss that little face and also give him a middle name. We've decided that's a godparent thing. So thank you so much for each and every. We read out quite a couple of the suggestions that came in yesterday, today, this morning as well. Brilliant suggestions came in. One just came in on Twitter as well.
Yes, Shady.
Shady, I mean, you know, it's like such a cool name. But we've narrowed it down to two, which we'll present to the owner, Mandy. Mandy, good morning.
Hello, Martin.
Gaat goed met jou volgend?
Baie, dankie en daar.
Lekker, dankie. How's our god pet? How's Raven this morning?
He's well. It's raining and it's cold, so he can snuggle a lot. He loves it.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. We can't wait to meet you and Raven. So, fantastic suggestions came in on our Facebook page and Twitter. And also, look, here's the thing. He already has a cool name. Raven is like a seriously cool name. So, you need
I'm a very big Edgar Allan Poe fan. And,
yes.
Yeah, and you know he's so black, like the Black Raven in Ellen Poe's story. So
beautiful name, seriously.
Yeah,
it's like a new age name. Remember, there was a time where everyone was named Storm, and what was the other popular kind of
Sky,
you know, all those kind of names. So Raven is already one of those names. So the middle name needs to be slightly more kind of stand out, traditional maybe, or just stands out. Read controversial. I don't know. So we have narrowed it down to Zorro, probably because of the story. It's a strong name.
Zorro.
And Raven Zorro.
And Johan.
En Johan, wat natuurlijk iemand op ons Facebook bladsy. Kom ons kyk gou of ek daai persoon nou kan kry. Nee, ek gaan nie nou kry nie. Maar baie dankie vir jou voorstel. Apparently, Johan means by the grace of God.
God
yes,
is,
that's true.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Half of my the males in my family is called Johan.
So. Ja, nee. Oh. Kijk, daar's 'n Johan in elke Afrikaanse familie. Of iewers
in
twee.
God is gracious, is what it means, apparently.
Yes,
apparently.
Gracious,
yeah. Okay, so you now need to decide. By the way, waar bly julle?
In Valeria.
Faster. Oh, Nimoet. Yeah. Ah, die ons gisteraan gewees. Okay, so jy moet nou kies tussen Raven Zorro Mayberg of Raven Johan Mayberg.
Okay. Jy gaan nou nie van glo nie, maar oor die naweek het ek was 'n verskriklike groot Warhol fan toe ek 'n jong meisie was. Ek was so verlief op hom.
Okay.
En toe kyk ek in 1981 weergawe wat George Hamilton in is en ek kan nie glo hy was so 'n Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
En almal was verlief op
hom. That is so true.
It's like a Valentine. Valentine was the biggest womanizer in the world, and today half the world worshiping.
Doesn't sound like you're feeling the name Zorro then. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, she's feeling it.
Oh, okay, you are feeling
it. Yeah, I'm feeling it because everybody loves Raven, and he's like that, you know, wherever you can get love, he's a charmer. Just grab.
Yeah. So it's Raven, Zorro, Johan Meiberg. Okay, fantastic.
Wow, okay.
That's wonderful. I'm glad we could agree. Raven, Zorro, Johan Meiberg. Beautiful.
Like, my youngest son also has three names and he hates me for that.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Don't you want to put Johan second? Because she got to choose Raven first.
Yes, Liesl.
So then Johan second.
Voice of reason for once. Well done.
Yeah. So Johan will be second.
Raven, Johan, Zorro, Meiberg.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
Nou is die mans in die familie is gelukkig. Jy is gelukkig. Ouma en oupa is gelukkig. Almal is gelukkig. Lekker. Dankie hoor. Bye.
Dankie, Martin. Bye-bye.